Hi and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller and together we're learning Masechet Megillah. This series of recordings is a joint project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are at the bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Bet, that's 20b. We did in our previous recording the Mishnah, which lists 21 mitzvot that are done in the daytime. And we said the general principle is anything that is a daytime mitzvah can be done at any point during the day, any time that is defined as yom. And a nighttime mitzvah can be done any time that is considered night. Now, it could be that lechatchila, you should do a mitzvah earlier in the day because of his reason, makdimin lemitzvot, or you should do it before shkia so that you don't run into problems. And it could be that at night you should do a mitzvah before midnight so that you don't fall asleep and not do it. But in a technicality, a daytime mitzvah is all day and a nighttime mitzvah is all night. So the Gemara wants to understand what the source is for some of these. So it begins by asking, we're right at where it says Gemara, which is at the beginning of the line, about halfway down the page. Minalan, what is the biblical source that Megillah can be read all day? D'amar Kra, because it says in the Megillah, the Hayamima Eile Niskarim V'Nasim. We saw this earlier. We actually saw this in the previous Mishnah. These days are remembered and done. Remembering refers to the reading of the Megillah, and it's done in the daytime. Likriat HaHalel, what's the source that Halel can be read all day? Dichtiv Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mivo'o, from the rising of the sun until the setting. So this gives a duration from the beginning of the day until the end of the day, and so it's a strong source in that regard. The next opinion is from Rabbi Yossi. It's in parentheses. Some people correct it from Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Omer, that the reason, the source for reading the Hallel is Zehayom Asa Hashem. Now, the reason Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yosef wants to do that is because it connects with the theme of using the word Hayom. In Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o, it does not mention the word Yom, although it does give a duration from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. Okay, V'l'netzilas Lulav, what's the source for taking the Lulav and the Dalad Minim, the four species? D'chtiv u'lekachtem lachem biyom harishon. Once again, we see that it uses the language of Yom. V'litkiat shofar, d'chtiv yom trua yihye lachem. For the blowing of the shofar, it also says yom. Interestingly, the Gemara flips the order. In the Mishnah, it has shofar, then lulav, and here it has lulav and shofar, and that's a question that we could look into if we had the time. Ulam musafin, for musaf, d'chtiv dvar yom biyomo. The musaf also has the word yom in it. V'litfilat ha-musafin, for the prayer of musaf, which is also switched because it had tfilat musaf and then musafin in the Mishnah. Kim musafin shavyuha rabbanan. The rabbi said that musaf and the prayers of musaf go together. Ulavidui parim, for confession of the king or the Sanhedrin for giving an erroneous ruling. This is a slightly different. Here, the Torah never specifies that this vidui is connected to the word yom. However, we do have a source that teaches us that vidui parim is definitionally called kapara, atonement. Diyalif kapara kapara, we have a gezera shava in the word kapara, miyom hakipurim, from the day of atonement. D'tanya gabi Yom HaKippurim, we learn in a braita related to the word of Yom HaKippurim, of Yom Kippur, based on this verse, v'chiper ba'ado uve'ad beito, that the Kohen Gadol will atone for himself and for his family, that what we're referring to there on that atonement is b'chaparat dvarim hakatuv medaber. This is referring to an atonement of words. Now, there is an additional atonement of sprinkling the blood. So sprinkling the blood also achieves atonement. So we have two kinds of atonement we have to specify. Is this the atonement of the confession or the atonement of the sprinkling? So the Braita here learns that when it refers to chiper ba'ado v'ad beito, it refers to his confession. So confession connects to kapara. V'kapara biyamamahu, and kapara is done in the daytime. Dichtiv, as it says, bayom hazeh, on this day, yichaper aleichem, it shall be atoned for you. So once we learn that kapara is in the day, and the kapara connects to the vidui, we can create the chain of associations that shows that that confession must be done during the daytime. Ulavidui, and now we hit two dots. We continue on with the next section. Ulavidui maiser, the confession of bringing tithes. Dichtiv, as it is written, v'yamarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, biarti hakodesh min habayit. You will say before Hashem your God, I have gotten rid of all of the holy items from my house. V'samichle, the next verse says, hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavecha. So, mitzavecha. And then the next verse says, Hayom Hazen. That's a little bit different. It's a little indirect. It doesn't describe directly the Vidui Maiser as related to the Yom, but it's still in the same Parsha. Okay, two dots again. The next section is L'smicha V'lishchita, for putting your hand on your weight on the animal and for shechting it. Dichtiv V'samach V'shachat. Uchtiv ba B'shchita B'yom Zivchachem. Now what we have here is the Torah describes shchita with the word biyom. So we know that shchita must be done during the day. It does not describe smicha as being done during the day, but since the two verbs are connected in the verse, it has v'samach and then v'shachat, we apply, based on that connection in the verse, the rule of shchita that it must be done during the day also to smicha. We'll see that again in a minute. Vilitnufa, and for tnufa, which is lifting up and waving the basket of grain, it's written biyom hanifachem et omer, on the day that you will lift up the omer. So it uses that language of yom. Ula hagasha diitkish litnufa, and the hagasha is connected that the tnufa, the two verbs of waving and of bringing the basket close, are connected just like vishachat and just like visamach and vishachat are connected. We connect those two as well. Dichtiv. And we have a specific verse that connects them in this regard. And the Kohen will take from the woman the grain offering of jealousy, because her husband was jealous there, or suspected her of committing adultery. And he waved it and he brought it close. So since those two verbs are next to each other, we apply the halacha of it being in the day to both of them. Okay, the next section deals with the bird offering. Vilimlika, vilikmitza, ulahaktar, ulahazaya, and grain offerings. Malika is the killing of the bird. Kmitza is the taking of a certain amount of flour. Haktara is the offering of the flour on the altar. Rashi says it specifically refers only to grain offerings because the meat offerings can, as we saw, can be offered all night. Ulahazaya, and for the sprinkling. All of these things are what we would call avoda. They're all part of the sacrificial service, which means they can only be done by a kohen. And therefore, we group them all together, and they only have one source. Dichtiv, biyom tzavoto et b'nei Yisrael, on the day that it was commanded to the children of Israel. So that biyom is referring to anything that's an avoda, that is an official action of a sacrificial process, and we apply all the sacrificial processes to it. But for an example, shchita and smicha are not actually official parts of the sacrificial order because they can be done by, or they are done by, non-kohanim. Okay, I'm on the last two lines of the daf. Ula hashkayat sota, giving the sota to drink the special water that has had God's name erased and pushed into it. The ink of God's name is put into the water that she drinks. So here we have a slightly more complicated Gezeirah Shavah. We're going to learn Atia, Torah, Torah. We're learning a Gezeirah Shavah of the word Torah. Ktiv Hacha, related to the Sota, it's written, V'asalah HaKohen et Kol HaTorah HaZot. The Kohen will do this whole procedure. Torah probably means, in this case, procedure, a taught procedure. Uchtiv Hatam, and it's written there, in another place, in Devarim Yud Zayin, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha, based on the Torah that he taught you, V'ala Mishpat, and on the justice. I'm on the top of Chafam Aleph Amar Aleph. We'll just do the first few words. Ma mishpat bayom, just as we learn in another teaching, that's a teaching that's not given here, but we have a way of learning that justice, court proceedings, can only be done in the daytime. So since we're connecting, we know that justice can only be done in the daytime, and we're connecting justice to Sota through the word of Torah, then we can say afkan bayom. So too, the sota who is undergoing this procedure is similar to a justice procedure, and it must be done in the day. I just want to mention one other thing before we conclude this recording. One of the things we talked about that can be done all night is the mitzvah of kitzirat haomer, of cutting the Omer, which was done on the night of the second day of Pesach. The mitzvah that is not mentioned here is Sfirat HaOmer, the counting of the Omer. So there is an interesting Tosfot, which is very connected to halachic practice, at the bottom of the daf, where Rabbeinu Tam says, She'im shachach levarich balayla, if one forgets to count the Omer at night, lo yevarich bayom, then he does not make a bracha the following day, which is the halacha as we practice it. If you count the Omer at night, you say a bracha. If you forgot to count at night, the next day you can still count, but you count without a blessing. And the reason for that is that he is identifying that the 7 weeks of the counting of the Omer have to be tamimot. And he understands that if you want the day to be tamimah, you have to count at night. It has to be a night and a day. So that's the first understanding. A little later in the Tosfot, he quotes the Bahag, who writes, that in a case where someone they count at night, they count the next day without a bracha. V'chein halacha, and so is the halacha. Aval, however, im shachach laila vayom, if he forgot to count not only at night but the following day, lo yimane od bracha, he shall not count again with a bracha. Deba'inan tamimot v'leka, because you need to be tamimot. So this also is the halacha as we practice it, which is that if you forgot to count at night, you count in the day without a bracha. But if you forgot a full day, a night and a day, then from then on you can no longer count with a bracha. You can only count without a bracha, which is what the Bahag says. He's defining tamimot as each day, meaning you have to count all 49. If you miss a day, you now no longer have a 49-day tamimus, as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam, who was defining it as tamimot has to be in the day. He's defining it as the whole process. But the truth is that we follow both of those halachot, and we derive them from the fact that the main mitzvah of the cutting of the Omer is done at night. Therefore, the main mitzvah of counting the Omer is also done at night. Okay, we'll continue on with our last recording of the second perek in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.